on a pig, that's for sure.
Friday, be Friday. I can remember taking the bladder and blowing it up, tying one end up, taking the straw and blowing the bladder up and tie it off, setting it out in the sun and let it get good and hard, and then me and my brother would play soccer with it. Country boy, I was raised on a 190-acre beef farm. Y'all talking about driving, first thing I drove was a horse.
He did something. For farm too. Never played with the bladder of a pig, but pretty much the rest of it.
Pickled pig's feet.
I tried it. I don't like it. I can't do that.
You did not put one of those in your mouth.
Of course, meat off the pickled pig feet, but the pig knuckles, now you could get it there, but they didn't have the hoof on it.
Or when we go to the beach, these old country stores, and I mean, these are old stores from way back. They're still standing. They got stuff in, but they got jugs of that stuff, pickles, pig's feet, and they even got eggs, hard-boiled eggs floating around in a jar of something and all kind of stuff.
But if you ain't never ate a pickled egg.
Have the fullest.
All the difference is it just has a little bit of a vinegar taste to it.
How does the vinegar taste? With pickled eggs, I just couldn't do it.
Had those little short little sausages in the same way. They were kind of pink looking, and they were in a big jar like that.
Oh, yeah. You can still get those Big Mamas and all that. They come individually wrapped now because of sanitary reasons.
Teeny weenies or something. Had that little pull lid on it. And you pull it off, and there's a little five or six of those little weenies standing up, and they in like gelatin or something.
Oh yeah, I still eat those today.
KM4NAP Friday, so do I.
You don't mean it. N4AZE.
I've got some at the house, the vines and sausages.
Yeah, that's it. They're little white looking things.
His granddaughter, if I've got him in the house and she spots them, she'll take them and take off out the door with them.
I'll eat a bunch of those right along with the potted meat.
Just real mushy.
They're a little bit mushy. I bet you ain't ever had any souse meat.
What is that?
A meat that's made from a hog's head.
I didn't know it.
If you've had it, you know it. I don't eat that either. Now, I will take some fried hog jowl. It's just like bacon.
Buy up some hog jowls. Yeah, that's good. But have you ever had a real hot dog? Look at how it's made. I won't say. You go look at how a real hot dog is made. Or, I can't think of the name of them right now. The Polish sausages and that kind of stuff.
Put hot dogs for me.
Days are not that way, unless you get fresh hot dogs.
Natural casing.
Yeah, that's what I was wanting him to look up.
Hot dog wrapped in chitlin.
Contestant.
Those.
Hell.
Dude, you hate one of the Brock's, Jimmy Dean Brock's, and that kind of stuff.
Sure. Please tell the natural casing, when you're frying it up, they'll usually get a little pinhole in them and squirt grease out.
And I know what them what them intestines are used for, even in a hog.
And out there listening and think we're crazy.
These are the people down in Sally. They have a chitlin strut every year.
Butter and jelly sandwiches.
See, nowadays ain't nowhere near this. What we're talking about.
At these country stores, we look at it, but I wouldn't buy any of it.
Get him a jar of pickled eggs and let him in, try them.
Friend.
I was into the convenience store. There's still some of them out there that sell them. They'll just be packaged individually. Because, like I said, sanitary reasons, they don't want you just reaching in the jar and getting it anymore.
Remember as a kid, they would have them in those jars, and then when the jars were emptied, they'd turn around and sell the jar.
That's what we had at the house. Mom used to make Kool-Aid for me and my brother in an old pickle jar. One of the big ones. Two gallon or 3 gallon one.
My hands on one of those old ones.
I'll be at Mom's house and see if she's still got one.
Grandkids around here drink their granny's tea. We need a 3 gallon jug.
Well, guys, I'm pulling into my first stop, so I'm gonna jump out of here. I've enjoyed talking about some of this stuff with you. You have a good day, dude. Go try you some pickled eggs, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, gentlemen.
Have a good one, Patrick. We'll be listening for it, KM4 and HP.
Sharing all that with me, guys, that was with me a whole new look on food. Now I'm going to have to check it closely before I eat it. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. It's probably getting close to time for Fred and Jonathan to hook up. But anyway, I'm going to leave it with you, Ed. Enjoyed it. We'll catch you again, guys. N4AZE.
We'll be listening for you. Hope you get on later on today, because I'll probably have this radio on, so give me a holler. So KM4 and HP, I'll be on the side.
N4AZ.
KO4HKX. KQ4YZI.
KO4HKX, hang on a minute. Good morning, Bill. KO4HKX here.
Actually talking to the Armalot guy yesterday. And I know what I gotta do now for the man pack.
There's lots of information out there. Just because it's not on the web page doesn't mean it's not there. For HKX, Bill, you still there?
Just trying to keep the dogs out of my bonsai tree.
A little water.
Take a little water. They, after it rains and it puddles up all in them, they just decide to drink from them.
Well, hey, let me give you a shout back here in a minute. I got a customer on the truck, and he's over here laughing at us. So I'll talk to you in a few minutes. KO4HKX.